Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to Carolina Outdoors. Bill Barty, this week begin to feel like spring out there.
Unbelievable.
I'll take it.
Now, we must admit now, we had spring this whole week, and it's cooling off a little bit for our weekend listeners, but it's still above average temperatures here in the Carolinas.
Well, you know what? That just gets it that much closer to real spring, so I'm happy with it.
Let's just go ahead and call it now. We don't have a woolly worm or any of that for prognostication. At least I don't have any of that.
I do. I've got prognostication all over the place. The bluebirds are back.
What more do you need to know?
There you go. Two of them looking over my birdhouse down on pasture three.
Listen, everyone, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. The prognosticator over there, Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. Each weekend, we come in and break down four different segments of the Carolina Outdoors for your listening pleasure. Our title, The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's, and we oftentimes like to shine lights on people, activities, events, and with the unofficial launch of the Carolina Outdoor Spring, let's just go ahead and call it. We don't have Al Conklin coming in here, our WBTV meteorologist, but Don, I have a feeling that when you see those flowers starting to bloom after the rains, the grass is a little bit greener, you're hearing the bluebirds out there, we can go ahead and delve into spring, and that means we can talk a little bit more about some spring activities here in the Carolinas.
Well, there was an entire flock of miniature velociraptors hunting worms in my pasture.
Did you say?
A.K.A. robins.
Okay. I thought, whoa, we may have a bit of a time warp on our hands.
Let me tell you what, if you're a worm, a robin looks like a velociraptor to you.
Well, so tell me, here we are mid-February, and we'll talk a little bit about the calendar as well and what that means for wildlife and its association with the just-passed Valentine's Day, but what does it mean for our critters out there, the wildlife out there? Of course, a bunch of our turkey hunters who like to prepare for the upcoming season. It won't be far. You know, April 1st is just right around the corner. What does it mean for wildlife like turkey or deer?
Means the living is easy, man. That's what it means. We're no longer trying to just survive that cold, wet weather. You know, things are starting to sprout. The browse is coming out for the deer, and the turkey, they pick up all kinds of things like little blooms off of flowers or the little weeds and things. Of course, most of the acorns are gone by now, but let me tell you what, the living is good when you're an outdoor critter this time of year.
Well, I think we would throw us humans into that, and of course, as we're broadcasting here via the airwaves of WBT, it is President's Day weekend, so the wildlife of the humans, a lot of us anyway, have an extended weekend, and that means a little bit more time to play. Don, before we turned on the microphones, TJ enlivened the show. We brought up ski season. And President's Day weekend is oftentimes it and Martin Luther King weekend, that holiday. Those are two normally huge ski weekends in the ski business.
I believe I'd call and get a report before I went.
Well, you can go.
If you're talking skiing in the South. Now, if you're heading out west, more power to you.
Well, the West did have an early launch of weather at the beginning of the season, and it has maintained, but of course that's what you get for that Western skiing. Here in North Carolina, we have prominent slopes that are 3 hours or even less from Charlotte, so you can access them very easy, but you may want to check in beforehand. You can go to Ski NC or check any of the specific resorts themselves just to check on how that quality of snow is.
Or if there is any.
Or if there is any. And, of course,
there'll be some.
There is always some. And that is namely because of what we've talked with the resorts, whether it be Sugar, whether it be Beach, whether it be any of the other ones, about the technological advancements that have come along in the day. We've learned from them in prior interviews about really how simple snowmaking is. It's not that complicated, but the technology and the ability to deliver the snow to the ground, I guess, to get the base up bigger, faster, is something that we have now. So that is why there would be snow, because for the most part, they have not had a whole lot of natural snow that's sticking anyway.
Well, you've been known to bundle the family up and head west this time of year. Do you have any plans for a ski trip?
You know what? I do not have current plans, but I can make some quick curves pretty quick. But the season is getting shorter and shorter as we step deeper and deeper into spring.
I heard the vote at your house was 5-2 that they wanted to go skiing.
Let's see. 5-2. No, there's just six of us in there, though.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Yep. One of the nieces decided she wanted to go, too.
Oh, there you go.
One of Bailey's kids voted in on that.
Jumping in.
Vote early, vote often. Just like the Iowa primary.
There you go. Well, we can talk a little bit about politics later on in the program here on the Carolina Outdoors. One thing, by hanging our hats over at Jesse Brown's, we do have an opportunity to touch and see new equipment, new gear, and new footwear. And we're going to call over there to the shop at Jesse Brown's and talk to Wes Lawson again this week and find out a little bit about footwear, what's new for 2020, why footwear is important, and how maybe we should shop it. Don, we oftentimes talk about technology, and we talk about reviews, online reviews, and how oftentimes that paints us a serious picture. But here in an upcoming segment, we're going to talk about how to be cautious of those online reviews, because you may be led astray without meaning to be led astray.
Well, that's right. You know, people write opinions all the time on the web about various things and all, and you've got to understand those are opinions. So what's right for one person is not necessarily right for another person, and, you know, we all have a big voice when we get on the web and start writing reviews.
We do have a big voice. Listen, before we get into that and before we take a break into our next segment, Don, usually we like to do this at the end of the show, but we will. It's when we are going to be seen out and about in the public. And if you're listening to the airwaves of WBT early on a Saturday morning, you have time to know that the Friends of the Rocky River Trout Unlimited chapter are celebrating their 39th anniversary. And by doing so, the 39th annual Friends of Rocky River is having a banquet. I don't know if they're going to call it a banquet. I think they're calling it a celebration.
Yahoo!
And it's going to be held at Covenant Presbyterian Church here in Charlotte, right off of Moorhead. You can go to rockyrivertu.org to register. They have a whole bunch of things that are going to be auctioned off, an incredible live auction. And guess who the auctioneer is?
Well, it's not me, because I'm out of town.
It's going to be
not TJ, because he's working for a living.
TJ, you may come along with me, though. It is yours truly, Bill Barty, who's in charge of the live auction items, which are going to include a case of Moose Drool Ale and a cooler to
contain them. I know who's buying that.
Listen,
he's going to be up against the auctioneer. He's not going to take any bids at all. $2 from Bill Barty. Sold.
Listen, I'm going to come back to that.
Now, you've been to a lot of cattle auctions in your life. You ought to be pretty good at this.
Boy, listen, I am excited about that opportunity to just kind of get into that cadence of, hey, bad, got 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 1.25 right here. You with me, ma'am? You with me, ma'am? You with me, ma'am? You with me, ma'am? With me, ma'am? 150. I'm ready for this, Don. But anyway.
Sold to the lady brushing her hair.
You think I can buy that case of Moose Drool Ale beforehand to help me get a little bit warmed up?
You're the auctioneer. I think you can probably do anything you want to.
Well, listen, that's just the way they're going to kick it off. They have a night on the Twin Rivers River in the Echota condo. Accommodations are provided there. That's going to be on hand. A bamboo rod build with Tim Wilhelm is another item. along with another fishing trip, a two-day float trip and lodging for two on the Watauga River, with the nights being in the Watauga River Lodge. That's going to be part of the live auction items. And also a fly fishing trip with the president. We'll come back to all of that.
But first,
we need
Jesse
to
Browns?
Take a quick break on the Carolina Outdoors. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. We're the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.